Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean.
And we're D&D, delivering the truth to New York State and beyond. We just literally went through our whole two-minute spiel and realized we were still muted.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. See, it must be my head cold. I came down with a head cold about 12 hours ago, and it's really a brutal one.
Yeah,
so get out the mask. Get out the vaccines.
It said on the side of the balloon, you've got a cold.
Yeah, and I'm literally sweating from it. It's a good one, but and I don't usually typically get that kind of stuff. And, man, it hit me hard. But anyway, yeah, the balloon thing. In fact, it was one of the ladies that is on our show tonight, Vicky. She had this meme about that stupid balloon, and it says, "We're trying to reach you about your car warranty." I must have laughed for like 15 minutes. That was probably the funniest meme I saw about it.
Well, you know, and I don't understand what's going on with it. Every other country in the world, you enter their airspace, and they're shooting you down.
Yeah.
No questions asked. You know, they're just, you know, there's an SR-71 Blackbird that's still in Russia that they shot down back in the 60s, you know. The Pueblo entering North Korean waters is still sitting in a harbor someplace.
Yeah.
And I think that was the 70s. And, you know, so they allowed this stupid thing to fly over the United States, and they didn't shoot it down until after, you know, it was off the North Carolina coast in the water, and now the Chinese say it's theirs, and we can't salvage the parts from it. You know, if it was just a weather balloon, what are they so concerned about? I get it, but I don't get it. The thing should have been shot down when they saw it. You know, if our radar systems are what they're supposed to be after spending billions upon billions of dollars on them, then they should have known days before it went across Alaska what was happening to this stupid thing.
Yeah, there's something definitely fishy about it, no doubt. Yeah. And, you know, if you're into the conspiracy theories, like we're not.
Yeah, right.
Like we're not. No, just joking. You would definitely know that there's something going on with it. No
doubt. Plus, I remember from when I was a kid, and they were sending up weather balloons, and they would get off course or something like that. The Air Force has planes or jets or something with big hooks on them,
mm-hmm.
and they can go and grab these things.
Yeah.
You know, why did they even have to shoot it down? Why couldn't they just grab it and land with it?
All this does is show what wimps we are. If it's true that it was really a Chinese air balloon that was over our vicinity, then that just proves what they could really get away with.
Right.
Or it was a big distraction from the Biden files and the Biden laptops and, you know, all that stuff. Who knows? Because that stuff was going on, too, and they just happened to lose all Twitter and Facebook during those whole trials.
Right,
so
right.
You know, it's just, if you really pay attention, you can put these eggs together, you know.
Right, right.
And most of them are short of a dozen.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see, what else? Oh, so Kathy Hochul got onto a YouTube video. She had an interview with one of the local news stations, Channel 2, and Ron Plants is like an investigative-type reporter, and she got on and talked about how wonderful the gas ban will be for everybody. You know, and he kind of got on her saying, well, it's going to cost the average homeowner $18,000 to $22,000 to do this conversion. How can you say that this is a good thing, blah, blah, blah. And she kind of dodged the question, you know, just stating how wonderful it would be for everybody to be on electric and no gas and how we're going to save the whole world.
You know, and the problem is you've got a bunch of people that are lawmakers that are lawyers. You don't have any engineers out there or electrical engineers or any of that know damn well our electric infrastructure is terrible. You know, in the summertime, we have brownouts because everybody's running their air conditioner, and they're saying, oh, keep it at 85. Well, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not air conditioning.
Uh-huh.
And so all of a sudden, we're going to go totally electric. You know, instead of 47 people dying during a blizzard, there'll be 47,000 dying when the electricity goes out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they should be burying all these electric lines so trees can't fall on them anymore. You know, getting more power plants in France, 80% of their electricity is nuclear.
Mm-hmm.
But nuclear is bad, 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 even though it's clean.
Right.
You know, and...
And she's really, they're really pushing this now, this whole, I mean, I was sitting in an appointment today, and I don't watch any mainstream media ever because it just makes me want to, you know, toss my cookies. And they had on Spectrum News, I was like, how the hell can people watch this stuff all day long? It's such propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
But they were talking about, you know, the whole climate change. I mean, everything is about climate change now. Climate change, climate change, climate change.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line of the whole climate change thing is control, control, control.
Right, exactly.
You know, because people are like, well, whoa, what is she going to do, shut the gas off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, And you would think that, you know, like National Fuel and, you know, some of these other big gas companies would be going berserk and talking. You know, it wasn't that long ago that I remember a bunch of the, Metro Transit buses were converting to natural gas, the clean fuel instead of diesel and gasoline.
Uh-huh.
They're running off of the clean fuel, natural gas. So, but now all of a sudden natural gas is not clean anymore, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So, I know a couple of other things I have to mention. So the CDC added the COVID-19 vaccine for adults and children to their schedule today.
Yeah, and they want to make all flu vaccines mandatory, too. Now, I've never had a flu shot in my life, and it's a flu shot. It's not a vaccine. It's a shot.
But you're talking about for the kids for school.
Yeah, well, right. for everybody, I think I heard.
Well, they're not mandated. It's not a law.
Yet,
but,
yet.
Yeah, they're recommending it. So, which to, you know, the average ordinary person, if the CDC says it's a good thing, then they're going to go get it.
Right.
So.
You know, what's funny is when they first started talking about the COVID shot, You know, I was visiting my family back in Maryland. I was talking to my brother, you know, flaming liberal. And he said, and I told him I wasn't going to get the COVID shot. And he goes, I said, I've never even gotten a flu shot. He goes, well, you know, it's interesting. Every year I get a flu shot and I get the flu. In the past 2 years, I didn't get the flu shot for one reason or another, and I didn't get the flu. I said, there you go.
Yeah. Well, there's some, and we have a lot of callers on the switchboard. I know there's a lot listening via the internet, but on our actual switchboard, there's a lot of callers. So what I'm going to do is ask our guests, Vern, Vicki, Michael, to raise your hand.
By
so
pressing
that we
one.
We know what your number is. I have a couple of them, but trying to fish through my phone. I just want to be sure.
Yeah, if you want to
right. Yeah.
If you want to talk, press one.
Yeah.
And it'll raise a hand. There we go. One just went up.
Okay, so we have
the 6820 up.
Well, I don't know what happened there, but yeah, we'll find
somebody it. Left.
But another one that really burned me this week was they're letting what are they calling them now?
Undocumented citizens, I think.
Is that what it is? Or are they illegals? Or what are they exactly?
They're illegals.
But,
come on.
Yeah, we know they're illegals, but that's not politically correct anymore, just like Columbus Day wasn't. Right now, that's Indigenous Day. So anyway, they are allowing these kids to attend school without being caught up on their vaccines. Now, I am sorry, but that's total bullshit, because in 2019, when they kicked 26,000 kids out of school for not being caught up on their vaccines, there was no problem with that. Couldn't come to school. Got
right.
Homeschool or move or jab your kid, but these, they're allowed to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Even though in 2019, they passed a law in June of 2019, and all of these kids that never had any shots in their life had to have them all by September 23rd.
But, you know, because they're illegals, they get welfare, they get housing,
mm-hmm.
they put them up in, you know, 4- and 5-star hotels. And they trash the place like rock stars, and they're not paying for it.
And they're literally, you know, giving them everything. And they got kicked because they were in like a 5-star hotel, and they were asking them to leave, and they got mad. They like barricaded the doors. It was ridiculous.
Well,
so we better bring our guest on, because I know that Vern, he can't stay very long.
Okay.
On the show. So tonight, we have the honor again. I think it was about a year ago. My gosh.
No, it was before the election. It was like October, September.
Was it? Gosh,
yeah.
Well, time flies when you're having fun. But the Cheektowaga Republican Committee's on, and I'm telling you, this committee is doing some great things. Cheektowaga, for those of you that are listening nationwide that don't know where it is, it is just a little suburb outside of Buffalo, New York.
And the greatest bowlers in the country come from Cheektowaga.
And the most amount of flamingos.
Yeah, right. The pink flamingos. All the pink flamingos.
Yeah.
Used to be manufactured there.
Yeah. So they're going to come on tonight. And, you know, I mean, they're part of the Republican Party, but the Republican Party is a nationwide thing. And they're going to tell us what they're doing in Cheektowaga. So we're going to get everybody unmuted as soon as Dean picks up whatever it is on the floor he's going after. Our cat's playing. Or my cat, I should say, is playing with something. What is he playing with?
Some bead or something.
Oh, jeez. Okay. So anyway, we're bringing him on. We're talking about, because I know that people in Cheektowaga are really interested
in talking about
this.
Okay, so which one of these?
So 907-204 is Vicki. Yeah, so we're going to unmute Vicki.
Oh, this one? Vicki,
yep,
okay.
That's Vicki, 907. Vicki, are you there?
I'm here.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Okay. We got to put them. Okay, and then 907, Vern?
Wait a minute.
Yes, I'm here.
You're on now.
It's forever to unmute. Okay, and do we have Mike with us? Try to unmute the 604. Yeah.
That one?
Yeah, let me just look up his name. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Michael, there you are.
Okay, you didn't put your hand up, but we called on you anyway.
We found you. Yeah, there's a lot of people on the switchboard tonight, so we're easily confused, but not really. So talk to us. Tell us. Tell us a little bit about the Cheektowaga Republican Committee. We have 10 minutes before we have to go to commercial.
Wait a minute. You've got to pronounce it correctly. It's Cheektowaga.
Cheektowaga?
Cheektowaga.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about it. We'll get into that for 10 minutes. And then we're going to get into some questions that we have for you and that were sent to us as well. So, Mike, how about you go first?
So, you know, there's a lot of things going on in Cheektowaga that kind of pigtail off of what you were talking about Kathy Hochul and this natural gas ban of appliances. And, you know, all of a sudden the people that are pro-choice, you know, it only fits their narrative. And, you know, it's only right if they get to choose it and decide what you should choose. Here in Cheektowaga, I don't want to take people's rights away. I want to empower the people to do what they need to do. As long as they're good law-abiding citizens, they keep their properties up and hold a certain standard, you know, by all means come to Cheektowaga because, you know, the way it's going now, guys like myself, like Vern, Vicky, and some others, you know, we're running because we love where we live, and we're very proud to say we live in the town of Cheektowaga. And, you know, we're just everyday common Joe who just works and lives in our town, and we're desperate for change. The people of Cheektowaga need this change, and I'm afraid if we go all electric, you know, we'll end up like Texas did 2 to 3 years ago when they had their big snowstorm, and, you know, 40 people is just going to be a tip of the iceberg of how many people will perish in the next blizzard if we're all electric.
Yeah, Barrel, you actually had a show on it yesterday that I was listening to while I was driving in the car. And he said that, you know, this is a death sentence for tens of thousands of New Yorkers, this policy. You know, like I said earlier, we don't have the infrastructure. Instead of building bridges and maybe fixing potholes, I know we need a lot of potholes fixed. Maybe they should be burying.
Well, they're not going to make any parts for these appliances, though. They're not going to. And the problem is we don't have enough raw materials. If we implemented this and it was. And they enforced this law. Currently, as it stands, the entire world supply could not supply us with all the raw materials to make all these HVAC systems and all the wires that have to run.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah. And, you know, I might just go right across the border to Bradford, PA, or Erie, and open up an appliance store that I sell gas appliances and retire a multimillionaire.
I know, but they're going to fine you $10,000 if you do that. They're literally fining people $10,000 that are going over to Mexico and buying eggs. Imagine what they'll do if you buy a stove.
God forbid you cook those eggs.
Yeah, right. How are you going to cook them?
Exactly. So, Vicki, just give us a quick synopsis of your part with the Cheektowaga committee.
Cheektowaga,
yeah. And then we'll have Vern the same thing before we go to commercial. So go ahead, Vicki.
I am vice chair of the Cheektowaga Republican Committee. We stand behind Vern, our chairman, and we've got we're growing, which is fantastic. We met some new people last night, and we're coming along great. We really are. It's like Mike said, it's just a bunch of regular people who are sick and tired and want to stand up for our community. I grew up here. I love it here. Our fire, our police are stellar. They're second to none. And I'm not just going to be an armchair warrior. I'm just going to stand up and do it.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and do you have any other news you want to share about politics at all, or?
That I'm running for town council?
Yeah, we weren't sure if you wanted to say that.
I am running for a seat on the town council.
Yeah.
And Mike's already a town councilman. I think is he the only Republican in Cheektowaga that's a town councilman?
He sure is.
But not for long.
Good.
Not for long. We're gonna flip it.
That's good. That's positive, and I like it. Okay, so Vern, we have like about 4 minutes before we have to go to our commercial. This is my Halloween dancing party.
Mm-hmm. So I'm Vern Thompson, chairman of the Cheektowaga Republican Committee, and I have been for about a year now, and I can't thank enough the group of hardworking individuals that have helped put this committee on the map and, you know, given the Republicans of Cheektowaga a voice, because, you know, in this town, we're generally a 3-to-1, we're outnumbered, you know, big time, and a lot of people are just sick of the way that this town has been run, and they're ready to put up a fight. And a lot of people don't even know about our committee. So it's that smothered where a lot of people, they don't want us to succeed. So, you know, we've had fundraisers and gatherings, you know, last summer, and town officials that are Democrats have done everything they could to do to squander our efforts. So that means we're doing something right.
Yeah, Diane and I came to your summer picnic, and I guess the Democrat supervisor or whatever got, you know, slapped a little bit because it was at a Cheektowaga town park, as if those are reserved for the Democrats.
But I tell you, you guys
actually for our fundraisers, I mean, restaurants, some restaurants won't even call us back because they hear we're Republican.
That's ridiculous.
And that's in fear of retaliation.
And it's really sad because I guess we just don't patronize those restaurants anymore. That's all.
Yeah, you guys need to be sending out a list and, you know, to all the Republicans in the county. And, you know, tell them, hey, these people won't let us have a fundraiser at their restaurant because we're Republicans. Don't give them any of your money.
I make that well known.
We need people to follow the Cheektowaga Republican page. We need people, all the listeners, to follow the Cheektowaga Republican page. We need them to get on board this train that we're putting into town. We need everybody to get and follow the Cheektowaga Republican page.
Yeah, and you can find that on Facebook. Yeah, that's on Facebook that you can find that. So I think we're going to go to our first commercial when we get back. I know Vern doesn't have a whole bunch of time. I want to hit at least one or two of those questions for him.
Okay.
All right. So, guys, why don't you just hang tight? We'll be back in 3 to 4 minutes. We just have to go to commercial and pay the sponsor. So just stay right where you are. D&D, Delivering the Truth in New York State and Beyond. We'll be back in 4, guys. Hang tight.
Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot is Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
Hey, everyone. Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. RealBarefaceIsLegal.org.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say so. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media. There are over 1 million accidents caused annually by wearing improper shoes. Needless accidents are caused by wearing high heels, flip-flops, and other shoes. We need to get everyone to stop driving in unsafe shoes. Barefoot driving is 100% legal in the U.S. and Canada. Driving barefoot is much safer. You can feel the pedals and no shoes getting in the way of the pedals. Some shoes fall off when driving and can cause accidents when this happens. So we are asking everyone to do the hashtag #IDriveBarefoot challenge. Drive barefoot for safety. Take a video or selfie and tell a friend. Brought to you by Barefoot is Legal.
Okay, we
are
back. All right,
we're back. So I want to jump right into the questions because I know Vern can't stay forever tonight. Did you unmute him or mute him?
Well, I muted him. Now I'm unmuting him.
Oh, okay. No.
I'm here.
Got them all? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know why I unmuted him. So anyway, we're going to jump right into the questions that we have for you. So I want to know, and I'm going to have Vern answer this one first, what are your plans to get the Republican majority on your town board?
So to start with that, it's a very tall task, and I welcome it with open arms. So it begins with the committee and finding a group of individuals who you think can be very successful, that are like-minded, and fortunate enough, most of those individuals are involved in our committee. So we do have 6 seats total that are available, and I mean, obviously it's very difficult to hit a home run, but we have a very strong slate right now, and I'm feeling very confident that we have the bodies with our reinvigorated committee to be able to hit those doors and find the individuals who are fed up with, you know, the one-party rule in Cheektowaga, and because the majority of this town are seniors. So I think it's at the point where we need to speak with them and ask them a simple question. Are you happy with how the town's being ran? So I think doing the groundwork and hitting doors, I think that's going to be our recipe to success.
Yeah.
You know, and probably saying, you know, since most of that town is seniors, they're all probably on fixed incomes, and and New York State property taxes are not the most affordable things in the world.
Getting their tax bills and saying, how can I, do I pay my mortgage or do I pay the electric bill? You know, where do you draw that line for the individuals that have been paying taxes into this? It's a slush fund at this point. I mean, I don't know where they find, you know, new ways to spend the taxpayers' money at, you know, at their will.
Oh, yeah, the town that I live in, they spent $10,000 on a tree survey, you know, to catalog all the trees on town land. And it's like, come on, guys, who cares? You know, who really cares? I'll go out there and count them. I'll do it for $5,000. You know, I mean,
and I guarantee you,
know,
you will not win that bid. They're going to go with the 10,000.
Yeah, you know, plus our town, my town, is the only town, and this is run by rhinos, okay? The only town in Erie County that breached the property tax cap. Now, you know, they could cry the blues, oh, inflation, oh, wages are going up, oh, this, oh, that. But every other town in Erie County has the same problems. Why did they have to breach? Because because they can. And when they raise taxes, there is nothing that you can do except for unelect them.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
So,
and that is the only way you're going to bring change.
Well, let's ask
my
Mr.
favorite.
I think we should get all three of them to answer the question.
Okay, do it one at a time. Ask Vicki first, and then Vern, and then Mike.
Okay. So let's ask. Let's ask Vicki what your plans are to get the Republican majority on the town board.
I'm a talker. I'm a talker, and I've joined a lot of committees. I've joined Fire Hall Auxiliaries. I do lots of volunteer work aside from politics. I talk to people. I listen to people. I was brought up poor. We don't make a lot of money, and if our taxes go up again, I don't know what we're going to do. So I'm speaking for the people that they don't listen to. They don't have Q&A sessions at the town board meeting. You can state your piece, and that's it. If you have a question, God forbid, because I've been shot down at that board meeting almost every week. But I will be the voice for the people who are struggling. And I will rip apart that budget like nobody's gone through it before.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody can budget, that's me, sister. That is me.
Good. Good. Vern, how about you? What are your plans to get the Republican majority on board?
Well, again, like I just mentioned, I think you just asked me this question.
Did we lose him?
No, we're still there, aren't you? Still there?
Yeah, I think you just asked me that before, Vicki. I think.
Oh,
you,
did?
You
yeah,
Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. God, Lord. It's the head cold.
Right.
I'm just like that.
Yeah.
Mike.
You can't forget the great Mike Jasinski, our next supervisor.
Well, I wouldn't be as great if I didn't have the people like yourself, Vern, Vicki, Diane, you know, everybody, people that aren't mentioned on this phone call, Dawn Filipski, she's a great, you know, piece of this, Ted Morton, you know, Mike Z, you know, there's so many people we can talk about that just come to the table as us that just, you know, are tired of it. You know, hey, guys, we're tired of it. We're just the common, everyday, blue-collar working people in this town, and we love where we live. Any of us can pick up and leave. We choose to live here because we love living here. The problem is our politics, our tax laws, now this natural gas ban, it's horrible. And what the people are going to see and how we're going to be able to do this is people are going to see that we are the true we the people doing the people's work. We are the people doing the people's work. And that's what's going to happen. People, this isn't about a Republican-Democrat thing. These are very bipartisan issues. And, you know, it's not coincidental that Cheektowaga has the highest amount of zombie homes in Western New York. Now, I know some people on this board have had campaign pledges about tackling this key issue, and they're on their second term, and the zombie homes have risen. They haven't gone down, they've risen. And the problem is that the county takes too much of our money. Maybe if the county let us have our money, we wouldn't have all these zombie homes. The taxes are what's killing people. You can't tax people out of our houses. I know when we're seniors, that's the furthest thing from my mind, worrying about, do I buy, like Vern said, do we buy our medicine? Do we pay for our electric bill? Do we eat food? And I have had so many seniors come up to me and said, Michael, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to die of a heart attack, and I'm almost 90 years old. You know, this is when you're supposed to cruise in life and enjoy your life, not worried about losing your house in your golden years.
Right.
Yep.
I know people that have built their house 52 years ago in this town, and now they're in a point that they're a widow, they're on a fixed income, and they got all this medicine. They've got hundreds of dollars worth of medicine.
Yeah.
How in God's name are they going to pay the county and school tax when they don't have children that go to school? And they say, oh, the burden's going to shift. The problem is the town of Cheektowaga should have to live with less just like everybody else. In today's world, the average person has to live with less. Why does government still be able to have this pork barrel spending on useless projects? I mean, we'd have to have another show for me to just talk about how much wasteful spending. We don't have to lose services. Our services are great. We got some of the best people working in the town. Our highway department, our sanitation, you know, I could talk about every department. We really have some good people that work in the town. It isn't the people of the town. It's our politics. It's horrible. We have the worst tax laws in the nation. I'm at the point now that, you know, do I want to stay here in Cheektowaga? As long as I'm going to be here, I'm going to put up the good fight. And, you know, I want to be elected by my peers like Vern, Vicky, and everybody else on the committee. I don't want to just say, hey, listen, guys, I'm running. I need them to hold me up as I hold them up. This is a team effort. I don't walk through that door as the supervisor. We walk through the door as Team Cheektowaga because we're going to do this as a cohesive plan, as one unit, and we're going to work. We're going to show the people in Cheektowaga that we're the party that can work our differences out because just like any family, we have our differences. But you know what? We work them out, and we treat each other with respect and integrity, and we look each other in the eye, and we respect each other. And at the end of the day, we shake each other's hands, we hug, and we say, we'll see you at the next one, man. And that's what makes us different from the current regime that's ruining our town.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Great answer. So, Vern, do you have time for one more question? I know that you said you had to scoot out.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So let's ask, I'm going to ask the committee now, do you believe that being under 2% property tax increase is fiscal conservatism?
So there are a few things that I myself need to research a little bit more to understand the New York State law guidelines for that. But I know for myself speaking, there are a lot of discrepancies in how it's handled. And I feel it's almost like a show. They want to, you know, put on a front that they're saving, you know, the taxpayers' money, and then you know, fast forward a month later, there's riots at town hall and the news is so, and then you put the blame on the assessor and the supervisor says they have no knowledge of what's going on. So for me to better answer that, I would have to research it, but I can tell you there needs to be better transparency when it comes to something as crucial and vital as, you know, the taxpayer's livelihood. So that is something that I think they deserve, full transparency when it comes to how they're going to be taxed, because it comes down to their assessments. I mean, that's cut and dry.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Good stuff.
That's how I feel.
Okay, Vicky, what do you have to say?
Yeah. Well, recently, at one of the recent town board meetings, one of the Democrats who is going to run for supervisor, I'm hearing, put it on the table that we're going to pause the assessments this year. Let's you know, in an election year, what happened the last 2 years? That's my question. But you're going to pause it. What are the consequences of pausing this now? Now that you started it, what are the consequences? They have no answer for that. They need to research. Before they put a resolution out, the research has to be done. And how are the assessments being done? What is our assessor doing? Is she going on Zillow? Because I know the changes in my house, I'm sorry, there's no way my house should have tripled in value. There is a lot in my house that needs to be done because the house next door to me is for sale right now, and I looked it up, and it's $150,000. Now, in Cheektowaga, that can be an average price of a home, but this is a two-bedroom, one-bathroom, looks like a single-wide trailer.
Wow.
I'm sorry. No, no. It was sold a year and a half ago for, I think it was $68,000 or right in that general area. How are these houses being assessed? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and the assessor says, oh, all I ever do is figure out the market value, but it's the levy that really the town
board
controls. You know, and my house, the taxes on my house, now I've been in my house for 33 years, which is unusual. Usually people move about every 10 years or so, bigger house, smaller house, whatever. So I've got a pretty good yard of which to measure things. My taxes have gone up 364%. You know, and I don't see any real services that have come along. You know, there's a ton of services I don't use. You know, when it comes to services, here's my rule of thumb. Everybody pays. So you've got, you know, in my town, we've got services that 1% of the people use. Should we provide those services as conveniences for those 1%? I don't think so. Not in this day and age.
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree.
So go ahead. Mike, your turn.
So the big problem we have in Cheektowaga is we have five school superintendents. City of Buffalo has one. Now, the average salary of a superintendent is upwards of over $200,000. And I think the problem is that it's not the teacher's fault. I think, you know, they work hard and, you know, they don't make enough money. And I think that they're passionate about the work they do. The problem is that these teachers aren't teaching our children to be workforce ready. That's why we have a shortage in the workforce, because nothing wrong with working at Starbucks, but you're not going to be able to pay a mortgage and drive your Tesla working at Starbucks. And I hate to say it, you know, we need to teach our children about, you know, the value of a dollar and how hard work pays off. This generation has been taught to wait for somebody else to do the work for them. So now we got these five superintendents that have completely failed. I had a conversation with Maryvale superintendent some time ago, and I had made a mention about, you know, we're doing all these upgrades to the town buildings, you know, new HVAC systems, electrical, plumbing, like we're going like super high tech. Okay. You know, a lot of these heating and electrical systems are antiquated and, you know, they're in dire need of changing. I mean, you know, so I had made the suggestion to the Maryvale superintendent, why don't we have an apprentice program where the children that attend the school work on the actual school that he goes to, have live experience doing this? He said it'll drop like a lead balloon. The union won't let it happen. I said, well, make it a contingency for the union that they have to hire X amount of apprentices and work on their schools. There's no shop classes in school. How are these children going to know if they like something? You know, they don't have cosmetology. They don't have shop class. You know, these, you know, they get shipped to another remote location. Now, we're talking about the people that are trying to save the planet. Well, first of all, those buses are run on diesel fuel. You're paying the salary of the bus driver, the depreciation of the vehicle. The child's going to lose about an hour of education. And let's say he misses that bus. What happens? He's going to sit in the lunchroom for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
So
it starts at
the
school.
Why Cheektowaga has five? That was always amazing to me. You know, because not only do you have five superintendents, you've got five payroll departments, you've got five assistant superintendents, you've got five supervisors, you've got five of everything, you know. So why is that Cheektowaga has so many school districts? Because most towns just have one.
And let's face it, guys, the school system's failing our children.
Yep.
Oh, well, yeah, no doubt.
Diana knows that.
Yeah, well, just the
So are we getting the bang for our buck? So we're the taxpayers, and it's we the people. If you went to somewhere and you said, hey, man, that meal was horrible at the restaurant, they'd comp you for it, or they'd change. If the cook kept on serving bad food, that chef or cook eventually would lose his job, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
So what's the difference
That's
about
exactly
the superintendent?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, and it's not just that. It's what they're teaching these kids in school and
brainwashing,
you know, what
you
they're
mean.
Taking out of the school. Yeah.
Indoctrination. The liberal indoctrination machine has failed, and that's why all this student debt is killing the economy. Because let's face it, that you know, sending your kid to college, that whole indoctrination machine has failed.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You better off. These kids better off getting a skilled trade.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I did HVAC for most of my life, and you know what? I always, that's something I can never have taken away from me, and I would have never changed it. But, you know, we need to do better at giving our children a chance to have a good life. And you can have a good life as a tradesman, electrician, or a plumber. You can make a really good life out of it. I'm an testament to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I've
been roofing for a number of years.
She wants to be a dog and cat groomer. I'm like, that's perfect.
Well, you know,
you have your own business.
And one thing for our listeners is in the next 10 years, most of the carpenters, plumbers, electricians, mechanics are all going to retire. And those are going to be high-paying, high-in-demand jobs. You always need a plumber, an electrician, and a mechanic. You know, you don't necessarily need a BS or a BA in gender studies from a university that costs $250,000 when you can go to a trade school and right off the bat be making $70,000-$80,000 a year.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Exactly.
I think I say every week that I'm so grateful that I grew up when I did. For real.
Yeah.
You know, so I think what we're going to do is we're going to bring on Julie, who's also on the committee, so we can get her in on this. And there's other listeners that are on the switchboard. I know that the website is busy. Blog Talk Radio is busy, but if you guys want to talk on the switchboard, and if you're listening in, we need you to raise your hand. Otherwise, we can't unmute you. So
right,
we got to do it that
now,
way.
Now wait a minute. Now Vern is still with us, so you want to ask Vern another question since he's still here?
Yeah, are you still there, Vern? You're
sure.
Still. No, okay, good.
I'm still here. I've got one more, and then.
All right. So moving on, because we were talking. Kind of talking about the 2% property tax increase. Is there a plan in place or, a tentative plan to decrease property taxes?
So
I could speak on
that
unless you want to speak on it, Vern.
Sure. I mean, if there's a plan in place, Mike, go ahead and I can piggyback off of that.
The problem
is
that we've been – The problem is that for the past 3 years we've been assessed. You know, unfortunately, no matter where you live in this country, you're going to have to pay taxes. The problem is that, you know, the property values have skyrocketed because we've been, you know, assessed for the past 3 years. We should be doing that cyclical, like every 4 years, in my opinion. So we have a person who claims to be a lawyer who sues the town to have the assessment happen every year. The problem is this is the same lawyer who is on the committee for the Cheektowaga Democrat Endorsement Committee. So now this is a person who says, hey, you know what? I'm going to sue the town based over the tax law, but you know, I'm going to endorse the same people as candidates for the, you know, to run as supervisor and town board members. So this is the kind of backward, cockamamie thinking that these people have. So getting back to the taxes, we need to go cyclical, and we need to have the highest paid employee in the town of Cheektowaga is a lawyer. The second highest paid person is the HR coordinator. So the problem is we got people that are making these salaries that never even knew all the training that our insurance offers. There's 30 to 40 different safety trainings that our insurance, it's part of our premium, and they never even knew about the safety training. The problem is we got guys in our town, and it's sad because I want to get them trained. At the end of the day, regardless of what happens, everybody deserves to go home safe. The problem is they haven't received the safety training that they deserve. My crew, on the private sector have to minimally have their OSHA 10 card. There's people in this town that are working in doing infrastructure, sewer, highway work that do not have their OSHA 10 card. I don't blame them. It's not their fault. The problem is they're not being trained. They're not given what's rightfully theirs. And this is what I'm trying to say, is that we have all this training to make our employees safer and better, and we're not utilizing it. So.
Wow. Yeah, because I was in the private sector, and I used to have one of those OSHA cards. And, every year you had to go and renew. It's unbelievable that you guys have people working out there in infrastructure without the OSHA training. So Julie, you've been patient and quiet. Are you there?
I am here.
Hi. What would you like to say?
Well, I'm going to probably piggyback off of the amazing people that are on this show already. I am very, very happy that we have a new committee here in the town of Cheektowaga. As Vern had stated, a lot of people do not know about this committee. And one of the things that was brought up last night that I'm going to be heading up, and I'm proud to do this, is I'm going to be heading up a phone bank committee. We're breaking things down into subcommittees so that we can be more, I don't know how to explain it. We can do more and put more forth into the community so more people are aware, hey, we are here, we are one, we are strong, we are one unit, like Mike said. People always have a difference of opinion. At the end of the day, we resolve those things. We are stronger than we've ever been before, and we are reaching out into the community through different aspects in our lives, as Vicki had stated. Now, by phone banking, what we're looking to do is to grow the committee, bring awareness to the community that there are people out there working for them. So if they cannot join a committee, if they're elderly, they have somebody they can contact that can advocate for them. We're going to help Cheektowaga become aware that there are people out there working for them, the taxpayers whose assessments are going up, whose mortgage is going up. My mortgage, I'm duly taxed. I'm Village of Depew in town of Cheektowaga. My mortgage went up with my school taxes for Lancaster, $600 a month in the first year. My mortgage went up $600 a month. So the people that we hope to endorse, and I'm on that committee and I'm very proud to be on that committee, we will be making our endorsements soon, are going to work hard for this town, and I cannot wait to see this town changed and flipped because we are strong, we are united. And the other thing I did want to mention, and I'll let you get on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, I believe it's at Cheektowaga Town Hall, unless they switch it over to the courts, 7 o'clock, a resolution number, I believe, is 15, is being brought to the table by Council Member Mike Jasinski, like Lancaster did the other night, to voice our disapproval. Hopefully this town will sign on also to the banning of gas appliances, and doing away with a lot of the gas, which will then, again, as we talked about, bear down on the electric infrastructure. I will be there. You do not have to talk. I'm asking anybody that's out in Cheektowaga, I don't care what political party you are in, we need support so that they can see people are serious and they don't want to drive to Erie, PA and get fined at least $10,000 to get their Clark Griswold station wagon out and get their new gas stove and bring it back. Anybody in whatever party you're in to show up, bring a friend, and show this town board in Cheektowaga that we want this resolution passed and given to Kathy Hochul in Albany. That's it, unless you guys have questions.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. I know Cattaraugus County passed it as an entire county. Was it Cattaraugus or Chicago?
Excellent.
Cat County, yeah.
Cat County, yeah, they passed it as a, you know, and a resolution is a great thing. You know, it basically shows people for that, those of you that don't know what a resolution is, it shows people that you don't agree with, you know, what this policy is, and it goes to Albany, and, you know.
Yeah.
And what happens after that, we don't know.
And it really doesn't have any teeth. It just lets Albany know that this particular town feels this way or county feels this way about things. And then Albany, you know, if enough towns pass the resolution, then Albany might wake up.
Yep.
Might.
Which is what we've been trying to do with the divide movement all along.
Right. Yep.
So anyway, okay, so let's get on to the next question, and I'm going to specifically ask this one to Vicki first. We got to unmute her, though. Yeah. Vicki, how do you think worked out the blizzard response?
I think they did pretty well. However, it was a reactive response to the blizzard. We've known for just about a week we were going to get hit, and we were going to get hit hard. And I know the weather is not 100% all the time. We all know that. I think it was supposed to be sunny. It's pouring right now where I am. But anyway, this was a major event. I was around for the 77 blizzard. I was a child, but I remember. Being reactive means people were stuck breaking into a school because they had no other choice. We needed to have these things in place, open and ready to go. Not be on the phone in desperate moves trying to open a school to get these people to safety. The senior center was bombarded, the fire department, anywhere they could grab a person, they put them there. I think to divide the town into sections like north, south, midtown, having these facilities open, whether it be a fire hall, whether it be a school or the senior center, there need to be strategically placed shelters that are stocked with MREs or something like that, water. MREs are good for like 25 years. Mm-hmm. Stock these places. Get these places ready. That's where you need to spend a couple of bucks. You know, whether they're sleeping bags, you don't need cots. I mean, sure, that's a luxury, but sleeping bags, food, water, anything to keep an individual safe. It should have been strategically placed, and it should have been, like, open for business and manned. The police we needed on the streets, not at the senior center. There was a few problems, and the police took care of that, of course. But they were on search and rescue missions. Our police and our fire department, they're heroes. Plain and simple, they are heroes. But we have an emergency management person in our town. I heard nothing about this person or what he did or nothing. A plan needs to be put in place, and I would be happy to head up that plan.
And probably all these places you were talking about, the senior center, the schools, the fire departments, I'll bet they're all heated with natural gas.
But of course.
So, Mike and Julie, I want you to hang on to that thought about the blizzard. We're going to ask you when we come back from commercial. So, D&D, Delivering the Truth in New York State and Beyond, we're going to pay our sponsors. We'll be back in four, guys. Hang tight.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized. And their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67%. With grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Did you know that every time you swipe your debit card, those behind-the-scenes transaction fees make the big banks even richer? In 2016 alone, these fees added up to $60 billion. Yes, that's billion with a B. Well, what if there was a way to have the convenience of a debit card, but reroute those fees from the banksters to organizations actually doing good in the world? Organizations that protect the environment or feed hungry children? What if your swipes could literally change the world? Well, Groundswell SPC has found a way to do just that. We've designed a Visa debit card program that shares transaction fees with your favorite cause. Groundswell partners with nonprofit organizations that promote the card to their supporters. Their supporters then use the card to power the mission of the nonprofit. It's a win-win-win for everyone, except the big banks, of course. Groundswell is about to launch its first cards into market, and we're inviting you to be part of this movement as an investor in the company. Go to WeFunder.com/GroundswellCard to learn more. Set up a free WeFunder account and invest in Groundswell today and get your money on mission.
We all know that times are tough and things are really expensive right now, so why not save a little bit of your wallet as well as the landfill? Marty.com carries high quality products at low, low prices, sometimes up to 70% off of retail. I just got a wonderful package of beef jerky for 1 cent sent to my house through Marty.com. Marty.com offers high quality products at discount prices. Why? Well, sometimes products are seasonal or overstocked, or packaging just changes. It's still great quality food, but it's going to end up in the landfill if we don't find some way to distribute it. And leave that to Marty.com. Now, if you want to save a little extra today, you can get $20 off your first order by going to our Facebook group for Dynamic Word Bible Studies and picking up a discount code there. So check out Dynamic Word Bible Studies at Facebook and find Marty.com on our comments. You'll be able to get this free discount code. It's going to give you $20 off, and it's also a great way to support our show and keep those landfills light and to save some money in your wallet. And I'm all about saving money. So check out Marty.com.
All right, we are back.
My cat just walked over the keyboard. They want to be on the show.
Yeah,
they
right.
To be on the show, this cat, I swear. It doesn't bother us all day. And then, right. Anyway.
Yeah, they're always walking across the keyboard. As soon as you turn the computer on.
Yeah, she does.
And it must be some warmth or something coming off the computer, all the electronics or something.
I don't know what it is. So I'm going to ask Mike about...
Wait a minute. Let me unmute everybody.
Yeah, we got to unmute him. Okay, so I want to ask Mike about the blizzard response and how you think that went into what?
I'd like to say that we have some of the finest people in the business, everybody from our police chief to the highway people on the highway division to the neighbors in our area. I mean, Cheektowaga really came together and fought this thing, you know, called Mother Nature that you can just never prepare enough for. You know, without these people, I think the casualties and deaths would have definitely been a lot worse than what has happened. So, you know, I want to give credit where credit is due, the people who did the work. I visited the highway department all 3 days of that blizzard, and I'll tell you what, everybody, and I mean everybody, there wasn't even a church mouse in that building. So everybody was out fighting this thing. And, you know, to my knowledge, you know, there was some significant overtime. I mean, these guys were working, you know, 12 on, 12 off. You know, they were putting in a lot of hours, you know, battling Mother Nature. So could we do things better? 100%. You know, that's one thing is you learn from situations of such, and you grow. And, you know, I just the last board meeting, we now, with me as part of it, or have a safety emergency response. I don't know. They're trying to coin a name for it, you know, something to do with these blizzard events that, you know, we're better prepared for it. And I'm on it. And the sad part about it is that the person who's spearheading the effort to put this committee together hasn't got any responses for the people who said they wanted to be on this committee. I'm the only person who responded with two different emails in the past week regards to this committee, and it just bothers me. This is the kind of problems that I'm talking about. We got people that don't want to work together. The town of Cheektowaga needs their representation, their leadership. They need somebody who's going to finally work for the people. And I'm not talking about the highway people. I'm not talking about our police because they're the finest. The problem is that they don't have the right people supporting them and giving them all the need that they, you know, everything they need to be successful. You know, we got people that are too busy talking negatively about the people who fought this storm, and I just won't have any part of it. You know, I take great pride and solace and peace knowing that the people we had fought this storm gave it everything they got, and, you know, and I'm blessed and thankful to have these type of people, you know, doing the things they do for Cheektowaga. Could we improve? We're always going to improve, and it starts with good leadership, and that's why it's important to, you know, this next election to get people that are going to work together cohesively and work on the tough issues. What could we have learned from this last blizzard? You know, get a strategy going. You know, this is all new, so you know, you got to consider some of the leadership and the talents and their backgrounds. They just don't have the tangible skills to do this stuff. So I'd encourage anybody listening to this phone call to ask for or even look up everybody on the board's resume and look at their background, and then you'll understand why nothing gets done on this board.
Okay. Can you guys hear us?
I can.
Okay. Yeah, we had a little technical difficulty with the phone here. So, anyway, all right. So, Julie, do you want to answer that about the blizzard quickly?
I'm actually going to piggyback off of Mike because before Mike said it, I was not aware that a committee was put forth, and I'm glad to hear that it was. I'm glad to hear that Mike sent in and volunteered. I am not surprised in the least that it has not moved forward because things get brought up so things look good, but nothing ever comes to fruition. What I was going to say on Tuesday after speaking up about Resolution 15 at the end when it comes to you can make your comment but don't ask questions or you're going to have to sit down and you can't mention a council member person's name or you'll get, you know, chastised for it. I was going to bring up if we could create a committee, a blizzard preparedness committee made up of different representatives from the different town departments, police, highway, which both did phenomenal jobs, worked their butts off, and were not with their families for days on end and risked their lives, but also some people from the public sector to work together as a unit. So if this ever occurs again, there are more people that died have now been reported because the coroner's office is still going through that stuff. I just learned yesterday. So those are some things that I would like to see done. I think they did the best that they could with the resources they had. However, we could have done better. And we can still do better, like Mike said, by working together. And that's something that doesn't happen a lot in this town, but is going to change because we're going to make sure that effective leadership is put into place where there are people that will work cohesively together, as Mike had indicated, who will also work well with the public and listen to them and take their concerns and their ideas into place and that they're not just speaking strictly politically from one side or the other, but for the concern of themselves, their families, their neighbors, and their community.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned something that really caught my ear when you said that you went before the town board and someone told you to be quiet or whatever.
I wasn't allowed to say somebody's name because that was bullying.
Remind them that they serve you. You don't serve them.
I'm paying them. That's right, Dean. I'm paying them, Dave. That's right.
Yeah, right, right. You and every other citizen. And too many
That's
of these
right.
damn politicians, they think that you know, we serve them.
Correct. And that's the attitude that is on that board, except for a few people, including people that don't sit at the town board who bully other people in the public. And I'm not going to slander or defame anybody because then I'll have a lawsuit against me. But it's on YouTube. I'm not going to speak about it. But when people get up to speak, they have been threatened by others verbally that are not on the town board but sitting behind the town board. That's what we're dealing with here. And that's why we are going to make sure, and we're working very hard together, to create that change. Because these people, the folks in our community and myself, deserve better. We absolutely deserve better for the money that we pay to live here.
Yep. New York
I'm almost
State
taxed out of my house. I've been here 2 years. I am almost taxed out of my house where it would be cheaper to rent.
Yep. Yeah.
Exactly.
And I think a lot of people feel the same way. I think the majority of New York State, aside from New York City, feels, you know,
we need to annex them off into the Hudson.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll have an earthquake and, they might fall into the Atlantic.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody to be harmed, but we need to annex New York City, and we would do so much better as a state.
Yeah, 100%.
Yep.
We've been trying that for a couple of years now. So
yes, you have.
We got Vicki. Let's unmute Vicki. Okay. So I'm going to move on to the next question that we have for you guys. And this could be a loaded question, seriously. But what are the committee plans for the upcoming election season?
We've got some fundraisers coming up. We're working on. First one is a mail-in. We're going to have a Kentucky Derby party. We are going to have a summer picnic, annual summer picnic. We did well with it last year. And we're going to do Person of the Year in September, October. So we're going to try to raise some funds, get our names out there. Like Vern and Mike said, hitting the streets, talking to people, going to meetings, community meetings. Supporting communities like the one I grew up in to try to band together and create a taxpayer association or a meeting, you know, a group of sorts. The board needs to be more out into the public. Instead of trying to, you know, try to answer for the things they've done, let's be proactive and let's get community opinions and support. And they're not doing that. They just spend the money and then after the fact, they call for a meeting. And that's non-productive. It's just not. We're going to show the people of our town that we're here. I'm working harder at this and I'm not making a red cent for it, but I'm doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to know that I'm doing it.
They know.
And my committee, I mean, our committee is, I just love them. They're workers. They're worker bees. And you're going to see it. If people want change, they're going to go to the voting booth. Because I don't know of any other time in my life in this town that it's been this, it's bad. It's just bad.
Yeah.
And you know, oh, God, I could say a million things about what she just said.
Yeah, I know.
I think I will. Time. So, Michael, you need me to read the question?
Yeah, so the thing is all our listeners, tell your friend, tell your family to follow us on Facebook on the Cheektowaga Republican Committee. Come to our fundraisers. They're not expensive. You guys will spend more in a night going out for dinner and bowling and coming to our fundraisers, and you'll get to meet your neighbors and realize we're just the common people who are fighting for the things that we finally have a voice. For the first time in history, Cheek Tawaga is going to have a voice, and that's the people. And this is the time to come out and see who's fighting for the people, the everyday people that work and lived and raised their families in this town. We don't want this to be another area where people are like, you know what, this place stinks, we're moving out. And that's the thing. People are talking like that, you know, that they're tired of it. So I would encourage everybody, come to our fundraisers. They're very cheap, very reasonable. You'll meet your neighbors. You'll meet us. And you'll hear us, and we'll show you and put in the work of why it's important to vote for us and support us, because we are truly the party of we the people. It is we the people who are running. We the people, the common everyday guy. You know, we hate that dirty word of politician, because, guys, we're just people that have had it. We've had it. We're tired.
Mm-hmm.
And it's time
right.
We finally have a voice. We finally have a voice.
Yeah, and it's just like the rest of them, that rest of us that are into the freedom fighting and preservation of our rights. I mean, we don't get paid for this. We actually pay to do this radio show.
That's right.
Yeah,
we do.
Don't get paid for it. So, you know, yeah. I mean, it's time consuming. It's exhausting. But you know, there's some benefits to it.
And I believe. Don't you guys have some vacancies on your committee where you could use more people?
There's always room for more. And when I mean by more people that, you know, want to join and get on the team of Cheek Tawaga, this is Team Cheek Tawaga. This isn't Republican. This isn't Democrat. This is Team Cheek Tawaga. These are taxpayers in Cheek Tawaga who, you know, buy our pizzas in Cheek Tawaga, shop at the stores. We want to preserve the area we live in. You know, we don't want it getting all trashed up and crime-ridden. I mean, just look at, I mean, you know, these cars that are being stolen in Cheek Tawaga 20, 30 years ago, that crap wasn't happening. Now it's becoming more and more common, and it's awful. You know, I mean, police officers are getting hurt. You know, it's ridiculous. And, you know, I speak, you know, on the behalf of the people of Cheek Tawaga. You'll never meet a team like us that'll fight like ever before, because we need some balance. We need some like-minded people. We need common sense in our town.
Right. Yeah, good answers. So, Julie, we have about 2 minutes for you to answer that question.
Okay, I have a head cold too, Diana, so could you please remind me what that question was?
Oh, no problem. What are your plans for the upcoming election season?
Okay. Like Vicki and like Mike and everybody else, I mean, Mike is on the town board, but when he goes to a committee meeting and we all go to committee meetings, our plans are to work together cohesively as a strong unit to grow, to get out into the community, and to let people know that we're here to help them and ask them to join with us, not as a party, like Mike said, but as a unit. I have lived in this town my entire life, minus about 7 years. I was on the other side of Transit Road in Lancaster and 1 year in Memphis. I grew up here. My dad worked for the town for 35 years. This town is my life. I want to see us going forward. I have seen division in one party at least 3 times since the 80s. What I'm working for is to make sure that that goes away, because it has done nothing but break this town down, overpopulate it, and overpopulate commercial zonings in certain areas. And I want to go forward and get out into the streets and help the people that are running and go door to door, make sure that there are enough signatures that are required so they can get on the ballot, because they will get scratched. You have to have 500. I'm going to at least get 100 for every single person running for every position from that committee. That's what I plan on doing, besides phone banking and whatever else I can do with fundraisers. And this is all on my time, because it's something I firmly believe in being a part of the community. And it's what I can put forward to make sure that my kids and their kids have something that they can live in and grow a family as well.
Yeah, fantastic. Awesome answer.
Awesome,
honestly.
Julie.
Yeah,
thank
really
you.
Really good. Really informative, not just for the top people of Cheek Tawaga, but just, you know, for the people of New York. You know, because you made
That's
so
right.
many points that relate to, you know, all of New York State, honestly. We really
I would love to be the example for the neighboring towns around us.
Amen.
That want to stand for their people. Put your money where your mouth is, because that's what I intend to do.
Uh-huh.
And also,
yeah.
If we could just remember Officer Black Chief and to keep him in prayer and thought, because he still has a long way to go. If we still need to keep praying for this man and his family and his brother.
Yeah, that was an officer that was involved in a hit and run here.
Yes,
locally.
He was hit at 4:30 in the morning by somebody who stole a vehicle, and they still don't have the person who did it, as far as I knew this afternoon. That's correct.
Yeah, that's,
no, they do not.
They found the vehicle, and they're assuming, I think, that a lot of these vehicles are just kids joyriding. They're just stealing them, driving around, and then dumping them. They're not going to the chop shops like the Kias are. I guess Kias
right.
are real hot.
Right.
There's another hot
vehicle. Well, this one was
there.
A 4x4, an SUV, I believe. It was a Ram truck,
right.
And they got it open with a laptop, I believe. It was a Ram truck, right, Vic?
Yes.
Yep.
Ram truck and a Jeep Cherokee.
That's right. So they've gone above Kias now. It's ridiculous.
I don't want to say anything else about my old cars. I catch grief about my old cars all the time. I mean, several times a day. And there's just something to be said about no computer, distributor cap, rotor, spark plugs, you know.
Except when you're dumping thousands of dollars into them a month. But anyway, we totally appreciate you guys being on tonight. Our ratings were through the roof. We're going to mute you unless there's something else you absolutely have a burning desire to share.
Nothing.
Just thank you. Thank you for letting
Tuesday.
Us deal with this.
All right.
Everybody,
yeah,
make sure you follow
you.
Us on the Cheektowaga Republican page to find out when our next functions are. Please, everybody get engaged. It takes all of us to win.
Yeah, you got it. And once this is up, this podcast/show will be on Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Blog Talk Radio, Freedomizer Radio, and we'll be sure that we have it up on our Facebook page as well and send it to you once it's up tomorrow. So just to go over some of our upcoming shows next week, we have on my friend Kathy, who is a worldwide mentor and psychic medium. She's going to be on taking questions. And last year, I mean, I thought our computer was going to crash last year with the amount of callers that called.
Yeah, it was.
So if you're interested in doing that, definitely call in early. The following week, we have on Russ Tanner, who is going to be talking about geoengineering weather or chemtrails.
He's
an expert in it. Yeah, he has a website and his own station regarding this. He's going to be on. We're talking about that.
Now, geoengineering, does that include earthquakes?
Yeah, well, it could. Never know.
Yeah, we'll have to ask him about the earthquake, too.
Yeah, we're definitely going to talk about that. So, and then the following week, we are supposed to have on Rita Palmer and John Gilmore, but that remains to be seen, not confirmed yet. We do have a couple of spots left for March. So if you're interested in being on, contact us, email us. That's on our Facebook page as well. So great show tonight, guys. We're getting ready to wrap it up. Dean, anything you want to add?
Nope.
All right. D&D, Delivering the Truth in New York State and Beyond. It was fun tonight, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening in. We'll see you next week.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
Have a good night, all. Bye-bye.